Waymo is looking to expand commercial robo-taxi service in California as the company makes plans to expand to L.A. and 22 other cities in the Bay Area, despite facing an ongoing lawsuit from the city of San Francisco. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, Waymo has done this a lot differently than Cruise has.
Yes, it has. You'd have to say Waymo is doing it the right way. What we have is Cruise, which was General Motors owned, got into hot water for its aggressive approach to driverless taxis in San Francisco. And then it really went off the rails when one of their cars struck a pedestrian and dragged it for some 20 feet. When they weren't fully revealing in how the accident actually happened, they pretty much got their ticket punched and they were out of here. And they've subsequently really pulled back across the country. On the other hand, Waymo, which is owned by Alphabet, you know, a local company, has been slowly expanding, Eric, and they have been very successful in Phoenix. And they're been in San Francisco, they're driverless, the passengers, and now they've gotten approval by the DMV to start moving into the peninsula, and with the goal of eventually getting on the highways and going back and forth to San Francisco International Airport.
I can't wait. But SFO, overseen by the city of San Francisco. So how does this play into it when we've got David Chu filing the lawsuit?
Well, we have two things fronts here. First of all, we have David Chu, who is the city attorney of San Francisco, as you point out, filing a lawsuit because San Francisco is just not comfortable with these driverless cars. It's just it, politically and policy-wise. They say they stop abruptly, although Waymo has had far fewer incidents than Cruise. But, you know, there's a real question about jurisdiction. Who gets to say it? And under the law, it's the state. It's the DMV and the Public Utilities Commission. And ultimately, you know, with the governor behind it, who make the call. And the cities and the logic there is that if every city gets to make a call, you're never going to get a big network going. You're never going to reach that sort of critical mass where this thing really works and people are going, using them up and down the peninsula and throughout the state. And by the way, if you think this is something, driverless semis are just around the corner. They're already starting to get some green lights in California. But what we can do is, if you can't get to them or the courts can't stop them, is you use San Francisco Airport as a bargaining chip, because San Francisco gets to say who comes and goes from there. Now, Aaron Peskin, who is a supervisor and has been a critic of driverless taxis in the past, said, look, if Waymo plays by the rules, does well, maybe we'll have them go in. If they don't, we'll try to keep them out. But here's where it gets tricky. Does San Francisco want to be the city that keeps them out while Los Angeles and Phoenix, Arizona allow them? That would be a little tough for our tech image, and it would be very tough for the governor's tech image to be sitting there going, you know, why is this going on in Arizona of all places, but tech-savvy California can't manage to do it? Keep your eyes on the road. That car next to you on the freeway in a couple of months might not have a driver.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.